This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. 10 Leadership Voice Mistakes That Undermine Your Authority at Work. The silent errors that cost leaders their credibility before they notice. In short, your leadership voice mistakes are already costing you authority. The damage is quiet, cumulative, and rarely flagged by the people around you. Most of these errors feel normal from the inside, which is exactly what makes them dangerous. Your team forms judgments about your credibility from how you speak, not just what you say. Naming the specific mistake is the first step to fixing it. Definition: leadership voice mistakes are habitual speech patterns that erode a leader's perceived authority, credibility, and trustworthiness. They typically develop unconsciously, feel natural to the speaker, and are rarely corrected by direct feedback until the damage to team trust is already significant. A manager I knew spent 3 years wondering why her team kept going around her to the director above. She was smart. She prepared carefully. She was never rude or unclear. But every time she spoke in a meeting, her voice lifted at the end of each sentence, her decisions came wrapped in apology, and her instructions arrived buried under so many qualifications that people could not find the actual direction. Her leadership voice was undermining her authority every single day, and no one ever told her directly. That is how leadership voice mistakes work. They do not announce themselves. They accumulate slowly, become invisible through repetition, and by the time someone notices the problem, the credibility damage has already been done. You will not always feel the gap between what you intend to say and what your team actually hears. What follows are 10 specific mistakes I have watched leaders make and made myself. For each one, I will tell you what it looks like, why it happens, why it costs you, and what to do first. Why these patterns are so hard to spot in yourself. The most dangerous thing about leadership voice mistakes is that they feel correct from the inside. When you hedge a statement to sound collaborative, it feels like good leadership. When you soften a decision to protect a relationship, it feels like empathy. When you over-explain to show your reasoning, it feels like transparency. Your team reads it differently. They hear uncertainty. They hear reluctance. They hear a leader who is not fully behind their own decisions. The gap between your intention and their interpretation is where your authority quietly drains away. Recognizing these patterns requires either honest outside feedback or the discipline to observe yourself the way your team does. The 10 leadership voice mistakes that quietly erode your standing. 1. Ending statements as questions. What it looks like, your voice rises at the end of a declarative sentence, turning "we're going with option 2 into something that sounds like "we're going with option 2. Your team hears a request for permission, not a decision. Why it happens. Many leaders develop this habit in environments where they feared seeming arrogant or domineering. The rising inflection felt like humility. Why it matters. When your leadership voice turns every decision into a question, your team loses confidence in the direction. They begin looking for a stronger signal elsewhere. What to do. Record yourself in your next 3 meetings. Listen specifically for how your voice lands at the end of key statements. Practice dropping your tone slightly on decisions. Eamon's note: I spent 2 years doing this without knowing. A colleague finally mimicked it back to me. That was an uncomfortable gift. 2. Apologizing before delivering a clear instruction. What it looks like. I'm sorry to ask this, but could you possibly get that report done by Thursday? The apology arrives before anyone has been inconvenienced. Why it happens. It is a social habit, borrowed from interpersonal settings, where softening a request preserves a relationship. In a leadership context, it signals that you're not sure you have the standing to ask. Why it matters. Your team is watching to see if you trust your own authority. When you pre-apologize for normal leadership acts, you give them reason to doubt your confidence. What to do. Remove the apology and make the request directly. I need that report by Thursday. Can you commit to that? It's clearer, more respectful, and far more authoritative. Eamon's note: you can be kind without being apologetic. The two are not the same thing. 3. Over-explaining every decision. What it looks like. A leader announces a direction, then spends 5 minutes justifying it unprompted, cycling back to re-justify after every question, as though the decision itself is still up for debate. Why it happens. Leaders who feel insecure about a decision fill the silence with explanation. They're trying to persuade themselves as much as the room. Why it matters. Over-explanation signals doubt. When you keep returning to the reasoning, Your team reads it as an invitation to challenge the call. This is how meetings collapse into circular argument. You can read more about managing those dynamics and how to handle conflict during meetings. What to do? State the decision, give one clear reason, and stop. Invite questions only if you mean to genuinely consider them. Silence after a decision is not a vacuum to fill. Eamon's note. Confidence sounds like brevity. The longer you explain, the less sure you sound. 4. Going quiet exactly when your voice is needed. What it looks like. During conflict, under pressure, or in front of senior leadership, the leader, who is usually clear and direct, becomes noticeably softer, vaguer, or simply stops contributing. Why it happens. This is the counterintuitive one on this list. Most leaders know they should avoid being too loud or aggressive. What they do not realize is that going silent under pressure is equally damaging. Why it matters. Your team watches how you behave when the stakes are high. If your leadership voice disappears precisely when direction is most needed, they stop counting on you to provide it. How to deal with dominant voices in a discussion offers practical methods for holding your ground in exactly those moments. What to do? Prepare a short anchor phrase you can use when you feel yourself going quiet. Something like, "Let me be clear about where I stand on this." It buys you a moment and signals that you have not stepped back. Eamon's note. Silence in a storm does not read as calm. It reads as lost. 5. Verbal hedging as a default mode. What it looks like. I think we might possibly want to consider maybe moving in this direction. Every sentence is cushioned with enough softeners that the actual meaning gets buried. Why it happens. Hedging is a learned defense. In cultures where being wrong is punished, leaders learn to never commit fully to anything. Over time, this becomes automatic. Why it matters. Consistent verbal hedging is the single most damaging pattern on this list. It signals self-doubt at the precise moment your team needs your certainty. It compounds across every conversation. What to do? Identify your 3 most common hedge words, I think, maybe, sort of, and treat each one as a flag. When you catch one, restate the sentence without it. The scripts for giving upward feedback to your manager that actually gets heard resource also shows how direct language shifts power dynamics in both directions. Eamon's note. You can be wrong decisively. That is always better than being right tentatively. 6. Using volume as a substitute for clarity. What it looks like. When a point is not landing, the leader repeats it louder rather than more clearly. The message does not change. The delivery simply intensifies. Why it happens. Frustration or urgency triggers a physical response. The instinct is to push harder with the voice when the content is not doing the work. Why it matters. A louder voice that carries the same unclear message just creates a tense room. It rarely produces understanding, and it damages the trust and respect you need for real influence. What to do? When you feel the urge to repeat yourself louder, pause and reframe instead. Let me say that differently signals strength. It shows you're focused on being understood, not on being obeyed. Eamon's note. Authority is not decibels. I learned that from the quietest leader I ever worked for. 7. Inconsistent tone that confuses your team. What it looks like. Warm and collaborative in one-to-ones, clipped and formal in group settings, then unexpectedly casual in high-stakes conversations. Your team can never quite read which version of you will show up. Why it happens. Most leaders do not notice their tone shifts. Different settings trigger different modes, and without self-awareness, those modes swing widely. Why it matters. Tonal inconsistency breeds uncertainty. When people cannot predict how you will sound, they spend energy managing you rather than focusing on the work. Consistent tone is one of the foundations of how leaders foster a culture of team synergy. What to do? Choose a baseline tone, warm but direct, and apply it consciously across all settings. The tone does not have to be identical, but the core character should be recognizable whether you're in a corridor or a boardroom. Eamon's note. Your team should feel settled by your presence, not unsure of it. 8. Framing feedback as a personal opinion. What it looks like. I personally feel like this could maybe be a bit stronger. The feedback is buried so deep in qualification and personal framing that the receiver does not know what to change or why. Why it happens. Leaders who fear conflicts often feedback until it becomes nearly invisible. They protect themselves from discomfort and inadvertently protect the poor work from scrutiny. For leaders working to give feedback with more authority and precision, the SBI method and advanced feedback techniques both offer structured ways to deliver difficult messages clearly. why it matters. Feedback delivered as personal opinion is easy to dismiss. It does not build performance. It creates ambiguity. Your team deserves clarity, even when clarity is uncomfortable. What to do? Use a clear structure. Name the specific behavior, describe the impact, and state what you need to see instead. Then stop. Do not cushion the close. Eamon's note. Kind feedback is specific feedback. Vague feedback is not kindness. It is avoidance. 9. Narrating your own uncertainty out loud. What it looks like. I'm not sure this is right. Whether this might be a terrible idea, however, the leader voices their own doubt before the team has had a chance to form a view. Why it happens. Some leaders believe narrating their uncertainty makes them seem humble and approachable. It does, briefly. But as a consistent pattern, it does serious damage. Why it matters. Once you name your own doubt, you've made it the room's starting point. Your team builds the response around your uncertainty rather than around the idea itself. You've made confidence harder to reach, not easier. What to do? Keep internal doubts internal until you have something useful to share. You can be genuinely uncertain and still present a direction with strength. Here is what I'm proposing, and here is what I need from you to test it is honest and authoritative. Eamon's note. Your team needs a direction to push against. Give them one, even if you are refining it. 10. Signaling approval seeking through your closing phrases. What it looks like. Every statement ends with "does that make sense?" Or "is that okay?" "All right." When used occasionally, these are genuine check-ins. When used after every sentence, they become requests for reassurance. Why it happens. The habit often starts as a genuine desire to ensure understanding. Over time, it becomes a reflex, a small vote of no confidence in your own clarity. Why it matters. Chronic approval seeking through closing phrases slowly inverts the power dynamic. Your team begins to sense that their reaction controls you, and that changes how they treat your decisions. How leaders can use the strong method offers a practical framework for building real connection without giving away your authority. What to do? Replace approval-seeking phrases with direct invitations. I want to hear your questions or tell me where you see gaps. These signal confidence while keeping the conversation open. Eamon's note. Ask because you want input, not because you need permission. The root under all of these. Untested vocal habits. Here is what most leaders miss. These 10 mistakes are not separate problems. They are 10 expressions of the same root vocal habits that were never tested against the reality of how they land. Most of these patterns formed early, in school, in family, in the first jobs where survival required a particular social strategy. They worked well enough in those contexts that no one ever challenged them. By the time you reached a leadership role, they felt like personality. They are not. They are habits. And habits can be changed when you finally see them clearly. How to diagnose your own leadership voice right now? Answer each of these honestly. Yes or no. Your statements end with a downward inflection, not an upward one. You deliver decisions without preemptively apologizing for them. You can state your reasoning in 2 sentences and then stop. You stay clear and direct when conversations become tense. You give fewer than 3 hedge words per spoken paragraph. You maintain a consistent tone whether in a one-to-one or a full team meeting. Your feedback names a specific behavior and a specific impact. You keep private doubts private until you have something constructive to offer. You check in phrases or genuine invitations, not requests for reassurance. People on your team can repeat your key messages accurately after a meeting, scoring 8 to 10 yes. Your leadership voice is largely working. Pick the 1 or 2 remaining gaps and go deep on them. 5 to 7 yes. Real patterns are forming. Choose the 2 mistakes from the list above that match your no answers and focus there for the next month. Below 5 yes. Your voice is working against your authority more than it is working for it. Start with mistake number 5, verbal hedging, since it tends to feed most of the others. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to begin the repair? Pick 1 mistake from this list. Not 5, not 3. 1. The one that landed hardest when you read it. Spend 2 weeks doing only that repair. Record yourself in one real conversation per week if you can. Listen back with a specific habit in mind, not for general quality. Targeted observation changes behavior faster than vague intention. After 2 weeks, add a second. That is the system, not a transformation, a practice. Leadership voice mistakes do not disappear because you understand them. They disappear because you practice differently, again and again, until the new pattern costs you less effort than the old one. That is when your authority stops being something you have to defend and starts being something people simply feel when you walk into a room. This much I know for certain: the leaders who earn lasting respect are not the loudest or the most polished. They are the ones who paid attention to their own voice long enough to make it trustworthy. Frequently asked questions. What are common leadership voice mistakes that undermine authority? The most damaging leadership voice mistakes include upward inflection that makes statements sound like questions, over-explaining decisions, hedging with filler phrases, going quiet under pressure, and apologizing before delivering a clear instruction. Each signals uncertainty even when you feel confident. How do your leadership voice mistakes affect your team? When your leadership voice sends mixed signals, your team loses confidence in your direction. They begin second-guessing decisions, filling in gaps with assumption, or ignoring your input entirely. Over time, the communication breakdown erodes trust and slows the whole team down. Can leadership voice mistakes be fixed without formal training? Most leadership voice mistakes can be fixed through deliberate daily practice rather than formal training. Start by recording yourself in meetings, identifying one specific habit to change, and applying a simple script or framework until the new pattern becomes natural over several weeks. Why do experienced leaders still make leadership voice mistakes? Experience does not automatically correct voice habits. Many leadership voice mistakes form early and feel normal by the time someone reaches a senior role. Without honest feedback or self-observation, a leader can spend years repeating the same patterns without realizing the damage they cause. What is the single most damaging leadership voice mistake? The most damaging leadership voice mistake is consistent verbal hedging, softening every statement with phrases like probably, sort of, or I think we might want to. It signals self-doubt at the moment your team most needs your certainty, and it compounds with every conversation. How do I know if my leadership voice is undermining my authority? If your team frequently asks for clarification after you've spoken, if decisions get relitigated, or if people seem unsure who's actually in charge, your leadership voice may be sending the wrong signals. The diagnostic checklist in this article helps you identify which specific patterns need work. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.